All right, so how did you come about writing this play? What was the, you know, the, I mean, we know what the inspiration was, but just give us, like, you know, the whole, like, frame of mind, like, I'm going to write a production.
Well, it was funny. I would just tell stories about my life growing up. And I was working for a children's theater, actually, in Columbus, Ohio. And I would tell these stories, and it would make people laugh, and everything was funny. And the artistic director at the time, this theater said, you know what, you need to think about making this into a show, because it is sort of this interesting life that you have had. And yet, within these stories, I still sort of connect to them in this way. And so I left that children's theater, and for like 4 years, I would have this idea of like, hey, I've got a great idea for a show. And I would tell people about it, but I didn't quite know how to go about in the creation of it. And about 4 years later, another friend who had a theater in North Carolina brought me in to do a show with his theater. And part of the deal was to allow me to workshop a solo show. So I was going to be there for like 2 months and do a play with this theater, but then also workshop a solo show and do a workshop performance. So it sort of forced me to dive in. And I created a show at that point called The Quest. And I did that for a little while. And then when I moved to New York in 2008, I just wanted to rediscover the show. It just didn't feel like it was quite right. So then I began to sort of, it was still an autobiographical show, but I just sort of changed the structure and began to play with stuff and took some workshops in New York and kind of then created what is now Little Potato and Hard to Peel. So it's sort of been like a long journey to create it.